Hamidya Shekayach Rabbi Neuberger, as always, fantastic Aorus, Chizik, and Hisorus. And Yeshkayach to all of you for sticking around for part two. I'd like to start with the Gavaldig Amaisa. Mardig Amaisa. Aramayla Chabiraman brings it in the footnotes of a Sefer Be'er Achayim Orle Nisivosi and Chanukah and Sharon Yonim. And he says, Harabinaman, that there was a mice of somebody who was in Radin, a Talmud of Chavetz Chaim, and he was going to travel near Brisk. And he says to the Chavetz Chaim, he says, Rabbi, I'm going to be traveling near Brisk. Mistam, I'm going to see. I want to be Gedolei Hador, Rav Chaim. What should I say to Rav Chaim? Chavetz Chaim says, you're going to see Rav Chaim. Send him my gracious shalom. Send him dash cham. Send him my warmest, most sincere regards. So he's all excited. He makes his way at a Brisk, and he does his almost to stop by at the house of Rav Chaim, and he knocks on the door. He sees Rav Chaim. He says, Rabbi, I have the warmest regards and the Heiliga Chavetz Chaim. And Chaim says, Gemalik. He says, I want to tell you three messages to please be my shliach and convey when you make your way back to Radin. And he says, number one, tell the Chavetz Chaim to send my warmest regards to those people in Radin, Shein Lahem Batim. To those people who don't have any homes, send them my warmest regards. That's point number one. Point number two, tell the Chavetz Chaim, I can't wait to see him barefoot. I can't wait to see him barefoot. I want to see the Chavetz Chaim barefoot. And number three, he says, third message, tell the Chavetz Chaim, I want to see stones on his heart. I want to see stones on his heart. So meanwhile, he says, oy vey, maybe Rav Chaim wasn't in a good mood. And maybe he didn't chav that I was going to tell the Chavetz Chaim. He says, how in the world am I going to convey that message to the Chavetz Chaim? So he comes back to Ron, and a few weeks later, he says, you know what, I'm just not going to tell the Chavetz Chaim. Chavetz Chaim sees him after davening one day, and he calls him over, and he says, no, Ayakal, no, what did Rav Chaim say to you? He says, Rabbi, no, it's okay. He says, what did Rav Chaim say? He says, Rabbi, I push it, don't understand what he says. He said, send warmest regards to those people in Radin, Shein Lahem Batim, who have no homes. And number two, that he really wants to see you barefoot. And number three, he wants to see you with stones on your heart. Chavetz Chaim says, oy. He says, halavai, that I should be zoicha to be a Kohen Hedget. So the Bacher says, Rabbi, what in the world is going on here? How did Gedolim communicate with one another? He says, I'll explain it to you. He says, Rav Chaim meant Tehillim, Kuflam, and Hey. David HaMelech writes in Sefer Tehillim that Beis Yisrael, Baruch Hu Hashem, Beis Aaron, Baruch Hu Hashem, Beis Halevi, Baruch Hu Hashem, but Yirei Hashem, they don't have a bias. He meant send warmest regards to the Yirei Hashem. There's Beis Yisrael, there's Beis Aaron. There's no Batim, there's no mention of bias when it comes to the Yirei Hashem. I want you to spend special regards to those Yirei Shemayim living and learning by Mesiras Nefesh in the city of Radin. Tell them I send not just to Chavetz Chaim, but I send warmest regards to them. And he meant, I should see you barefoot, I should see you being the Kohen Gadol doing the Avodah and the Beis HaMikdash. We know you know how to go in with your shoes, Shana Lechem Yaraglech, you have to take off your shoes and do the Avodah barefoot. So he says, he wants to see me be doing the Avodah, he wants to see me barefoot, but not stam. I should be having stones on my chest, not stam a Kohen Hedget. I should be the Kohen Gadol with the Choshen and the Ephod, I should have the Yud Beis Avnei HaChoshen. He says, Chavetz Chaim, David for Mashiach, I want to see you barefoot already. I want to see the chosin and the eifod. I says, well, now I know I can dole them communicate. At a chavrusa once, and Kolel, he heard that Rav Meir Shmulevitz was going to be sitting, talking, and learning in the old Concord Hotel with Rav David Cohn from Brooklyn, who was coming to visit. And he knew Rav Meir Shmulevitz, and he knew Rav David Cohn. And he asked permission. He says, can I just sit in? They said, no. It's a conversation to Gedolim, two huge Talmidei Chachamim. He says, look, I won't say anything. Okay, fine, I'll deny. You could sit there. You can't say anything. No questions, no horrors, nothing. And the Chavrusa might tell me, he sat there. He says, the conversation for about 30, 40 minutes was Nedarim Lamed Beis. Yeah, but what? Shavuos Yitzayin. Yeah, but the Tzais. And they say, yeah, but Pnei Yeshua. He says, they didn't say anything. And they just went 30, 40 minutes. Mar Makomas. It was all what? Derech Remes Bialmo. And they didn't even talk anything out. They just went Mar Makom to Mar Makom. At least they said something. Chazon Ish, in one of his two visits with the Brisker Rav, two visits to Yerushalayim HaKodesh, one time he stopped by the Brisker Rav, he came to the house of the Brisker Rav, and he sat there for a half hour at the Brisker Rav. They didn't say anything. They just looked at each other, looked at each other's eyes for a half hour, not once in a word, until the Chavetz Chaim got up to leave. It was over Chol Moed, and he says, a good night.
And the Mishkan Rav said, again, my, and that was it. No one had the chutzpah to say, what in the world did you say to each other? How did you communicate? But they were communicating. And once I started the story, the end of the story was, the Mishkan Rav, he wasn't feeling all that well. It's not why he was quiet. They were communicating, but he said, I'm not feeling well. He asked Agambai to please be the shliach and escort the Heiliga Chazanish outside the house. So the Agambai is all excited. Mitzvah Slavia Sorchim, he goes, and he escorts the Chazanish outside the house. And the Chazanish says, oh, Gevaldik, I felt kedusha in the bias of the Mishkan Rav. So he runs back and he says, Rabbi, he says, the Chazanish felt kedusha in the bias. He says, Avadi felt kedusha because he was here. He brought the kedusha with him. Now he left, he took it with him. Gedolim are living on another plane. Al Kaponim, back to the original story we go, Chavetz Chaim, I answered Rav Chaim's three messages, Halavai, that I should be zeicher to be a Kohen Hedjut. But what would be the schus to be that Kohen Hedjut? Kayadua, the very famous Maisa, Shimon Schwab, huge Talmud Chacham himself, the one Shabbos when he was a Bocher, and he got to spend Shabbos in the house of the Chavetz Chaim. The Chavetz Chaim said, you know, hey Rav Yemeinu, we're going to have a base of Mikdosh, and there's going to be an Avoda, and I'm going to go in barefoot, and I'm going to be doing the Avoda, because I'm a Kohen, we're so mayor Kohen. Kagan, he says, but you, you're just a Yisrael. Just a Yisrael. Okay, I don't feel so. The Vilna Gaon was also a Yisrael. We're okay. I'm an Uncle Bonham. He says to Shimon Schwab, he says, you're not going to be going in. You know why? He says, because my ancestors, when it came to Chet Egel, Moshe Rabbeinu proclaimed, Mila Shem Eli, who went and joined forces, Sheva Levi, because that they were singled out to now take over for the firstborns. They're going to be the ones in charge of the Avoda. Mila Shem Eli. Sometimes you got to step up and you have to answer the call, Mila Shem Eli. Comes Chanukah, and as we see from the various Midrashi Chanukah, the Sefer Yemei Chanukah brings different nuschos of Midrash Chanukah. We have Megillas Antiochus, all the Sfarim Midrashim that didn't make it into the regular canonization of the writings of the Tanaim and Amoraim. But Al Kaponim, we have an account, we have from Josephus, Sefer Yosefin as well, an account of what took place, and we know that Yehuda, Maccabee, Chashmonaim, Mila Shem Eli, who's going to go in and join forces, Mila Shem Eli, and they're the ones to be Machanich, the Vayis Mechadosh, and they're the ones to go in, find the oil, and rededicate and reconsecrate the Klei Mikdosh, the Chanukah Samizbeach, and the Mela, the Chanukah Sabayis. All because of Mila Shem Eli. In the end of the day, how in the world did they do it? How in the world did this handful of Chashmonaim take on their far mightier, more powerful foe, take on their adversary, the mighty Greek army? They were controlling Yerushalayim, they were controlling Eretz Yisrael. How is it shaykh that they were able to succeed? So let's start with another question. We begin our answer with a famous Rambam, Hilchas Chanukah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Gimel. The Rambam writes, after describing the story in Halacha Beis, Kishagavu Yisrael Alayfeim, it was the 25th day of Kislev, they went into the Heichal, they found the Pach Shemen, etc. Hiskinu Chachamim Shobo Sodar, they were Koveya, they established that these days, these 8 days commencing with the 25th day of Kislev, should be what? You may Simcha Mahalil. Days of Simcha and days of Hallel. Days, first and foremost, of rejoicing and days of giving Hallel, Shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, extolling the virtues and giving the praise and approbation to the Almighty. And the question, of course, is, and many Mefarshim, Hanos Kalim deal with the Kasha. Why is the Rambam, and where is he coming from? The Nusach that we have in our famous Sugya, and Chof Aleph Amar Beis and Masech HaShabbos, the Gemara asks the Kasha, my Chanukah, and Rashi says, Aleizan Eis Kavua, and we go through the story of the miraculous Pach HaShemem, and Yevonim came into the Heichal, Timu Kol Shmanim, Shem Heichal, V'chulei, and after the miracle, what do we read? And there was a Neis, Elika, Mimena, Shemana, Yomim, Nashana, Chers, Kovim, V'yasum, Yom, Tovim, Pahalel, Ubehaldah. So based on the Nusach, our terminology, our Gerso, they were conveying these days to be what? Days of Hallel and Hadar. So where's the Rambam coming from? Ask many of them a Farshim. Yemei Simcha Mahalal, he doesn't even mention Hadar here. It should be Yemei Hallel and Hadar. Hiskino B'mokum Kavum. And what did they make these days? Yemei Simcha Mahalal. Where's he coming, Yemei Simcha? Many different answers. Right, so we have Yerucham Olshin. The Lakewood Rosh Hashiva in his Sefer Yareach L'Modim and Maimer Vav, he wants to suggest it's based on the Chovas HaLevavos and Shar B'Tochen. Perek Zayin, the Chovas HaLevavos writes as follows. It says, how do you get to the ultimate simcha in life? Ha'ofen ha'yodo yegiya adam le'simcha shleima b'chayev hu'rak b'yemtzos minas ha'bitochen b'ha'kodesh Baruch. The only way to get to an emistika simcha, a complete sense of real joy and happiness in life, is only shayach, only move shara yedei minas ha'bitochen. Ki'ah yedei bitochen ma'ashem efshal egiya l'dei simcha salev ba'ofen ha'nal le'b'yoser. You get to the highest madrigas of emistik simcha by being motech and Hashem, like David writes in Tehillim, Kapitel Lam Gimel Posach Chav Aleph, Ki bo yismach libeinu why ki b'shem kodesh v'tachnu. David Melech has them intertwined. Dehainu they're tluy and biadodi, dependent on one another. Why yismach libeinu? When the simcha filled the entirety of our hearts, ki b'shem kodesh v'tachnu, because we have bitachon and the shame of our kodesh Baruch Hu. The Baal Chovas and Lavavas and Char bitachon continues. And he writes, "Hasimcha sheyesh l'adam mikoch betchon b'Hashem, he hasimcha hagedola b'yoser shebenenosh yochol lahasik." The greatest level of simcha. We have all types of simcha. The highest madrig of simcha in the world that you can get is the simcha mitoch abitochen in Hashem. To'elas abitochen hu shabateach b'Hashem sameach b'chol davar sheshem esavei v'olo. Whenever Hashem brings your way, you're always b'simcha. Agam hu negativo, even if it runs against the grain, against your core nature. Why? Menei shabateach b'lokim sheyasa lorak yismah shu tov avura b'chol nyonov. And that is the simcha. And that, of course, is David HaMelech. Pintol nun hei posuch av gimel. Hashlech al Hashem yahav chavu. And the greatest simcha is not having any worries in life, just always having that simcha, which if you think about it is really a characteristic of Gedolei Yisrael, where there's this inner sense of calm, of serenity, of tranquility. That's characteristic of so many Gedolei Yisrael Dori Doros, because Abateach Hashem, Chesed Yisrael, they're always surrounded by Echein and Chesed, always Boteach Hashem. Kayidua, parenthetically, in the Ramosha Feinstein biography, someone once came to Ramosha and said, Rebbe, I want a bracha. He says, you want a bracha for me? I'm not a bum office. I don't do miracles. I says, no, Rebbe, you do miracles. He says, I don't do miracles. He says, only two miracles have happened to me in my life. Hazak Damaisha, miracle number one, I never dozed off in the middle of my learning. I'm looking around the room right now. Miracle number one, I never dozed off in the middle of learning. Mamash, a miracle. Miracle number two, which clearly is also contingent, it's also interdependent. Hazak miracle number two, every time I touched my pillow, I fell asleep right away. And as we mentioned in the past, it's bought in random kinds of, It's one of these books that I read. I read so many of these fact books that does random kinds of fatness. Something like that. Jack Mingo is the author. He says it takes the average person 7 minutes to fall asleep by night. But Ramosha, the second he touched the pillow, he always fell asleep right away. Also, how many of us can say that we mamish fall asleep the second we touch the pillow? I want the pshat because he had no worries. He was boteach b'Hashem chazah hashli chasham. He cast all his worries. We're going to sleep at night, then we're mamish always worried. A famous mice, the husband is pacing back and forth. It's already 2 o'clock in the morning, and he's pacing back and forth, and he's going mashug, and he can't sleep, and his wife wakes up and says, Joe, what are you doing? He says, I'm telling you, he says, I borrowed $5,000 from the neighbor. I don't know how I'm going to pay him back. I can't sleep. I'm sitting on shpukas. I'm mamash won't get an extra shot today. How am I going to get the $5,000? I can't fall asleep at night. Says it's enough. Joe, you're up too many nights. She opens up the window. She throws a rock against the neighbor's window. The neighbor wakes up. It's 2-3 o'clock in the morning. And Amos says, yes, what's going on? She says, I want you to know, Dave, my husband Joe, he borrowed $5,000. He's never paying you back. Now you lose sleep over it. We have so many worries. Bitochen is the greatest measure of simcha. That's it. Call, come, collected. It's all Neibishto. Whatever Neibishto wants. We're sitting here. How are we going to do this? Whatever he wants. That's Bitochen. Explains Rav Yerucham Olshan based on the Chovas HaLevavos. You know when the Rambam's Makor for the Simcha? There's no other explanation. How did a handful of Chashmonoi, I'll look at this mighty Greek army with all the weaponry, with all their, just quantitatively speaking, all that, how is it trying to do it? Tarantism made no sense. There was only one way they did it. They mustered up the koch habitochen to say, Eibishter, you want us to do this? That's it. We're doing it for the Eibishter. And there are kama nuschos in the Medrash Chanukah where you see that they were speaking to one another and they kept saying, how are we going to do this? And they kept responding, just habitochen. Just habitochen libotech and Hashem. And anachnu nishanim alav. Throughout all the Midrash Chanukah, you see that recurring theme where they communicated with one another, always stressing and emphasizing, I'm just keeping Botech and Hashem, you know, Mavado. And if you Botech Hashem, it's going to happen. Hashem wants us to fight. He doesn't want us to Yavnim. He wants us to get back to Beis HaMikdash. How are we going to explain it? It's inexplicable. It doesn't make sense. I just do what you got to do. And that's the greatest Simcha, Zakta of Yeruch Moshe. And that's the Makar of the Rambam. And the day of Kaveh these days is Yemei Simcha Mahalel. A day of Simcha and Halel. And according to Yeruch Moshe, then it's very Gishmak. Because the Simcha is really out. The Machoma. The Hallel is what? That's the Hallel and Adav, the Gemara of the Nes Pach Shemen. First came the Machoma, then came the Nes of the Pach Shemen. Tzapi Rav Yeruch Moshe, it's very Geshmak, the Ramah. They were coming these days to be Yemei Simcha. Simcha is celebrating. This Simcha's Habitochen by going into war and just being so much relying solely on the Eibishter that he's going to allow us to emerge victorious. And then after he had the Nes of the Pach Shemen covered these days for Hallel and Adav, then we had Hallel. That's very good. Mamela, let's go to Rav Don Segel. Famed the Mashkiach in Eretz Yisrael, Rav Don Segel says, famous Kasha, the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Chanukah, break down Lachah Yudbeis, Hazok the Heilig Rama Mitzvah Sner Chanukah, Mitzvah Chaviva, He Admod. It's a Mitzvah Chaviva, Vitzorch Odom Lizarbo, Kedei Lahudi Anais. What's Chaviva? Why is we have Tayag Mitzvahs? Why is this one Chaviva? Zoktav Don Segel, because this mitzvah came in the heels of the Chovas HaLevavos Simchas HaBitochen. When you have such Bitochen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's going to make it all happen. I was a Gavaldig Simcha, this is representative of that. Amela, it's Chaviva HiAdmaon, and we light the candle, the host of Bishvach HaEl, the Hodoyalo, Alanisim Shah Solano. And what does the Rama mean, Alanisim Shah Solano? Sefini is Daiti, like the Maral in their mitzvah, it's very Gishma. Amaral says, really, in our mitzvah, he says we should just be celebrating the Iker Nes. What was that? We have a nation, an enemy called Greece, and they're attacking us, misyavnim, spiritually destroying us. We have to emerge with the freedom, an ability to return to the Avodah Space of Mikdash. It was all about the Chama. We don't need these extra miracles of the lights of the Pach Shemen. Why would Hashem do it besides the halachic? A practical idea of Tumah Hutra Mitzibra, we didn't even need it from a halachic perspective. But why would Hashem do the miracle? Mamatim Benes, Hashem is always, Ramban writes in Och, is always Mamayit Benisa. So why in the world would he do this miracle? The answer is, the Maral says, you're right. The Iker miracle, like we see in Al-Anisim, is the Macham, is the Rabbi Miyan Mu'atim, and the Zaydim Miyan. It's amazing. Read Al-Anisim. A miracle after miracle on the battlefield. Ella what? Some people might dismiss it as mere military strategy, as tactics. You might hear, how did the Israelis emerge victorious in the Yom Kippur War and the Six-Day War? Oh, we could explain it by this, the ambush, the strategies. No, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but we don't see it both in Goloi. Explains the Maral, you needed the Nes of the Pach Shemen so that we would have a Nes that Kulei Amamoni, that everybody would readily agree is absolutely L'mayim Manateva, it's miraculous in nature, just to serve as the Giloi Milsa, that the victory on the battlefront was the Iker Nes, was also a Nes L'malam HaNatzefa. So that's very good. When you light the candles, it's a Mitzvah Chaviv HaMeno, Kedei Lo Di HaNes, O Lohosim Peshvach HaKev HaDoylo, Al HaNisim Sha'as Olanu. And by experiencing and commemorating and being Modiyah others about the Nes, the Pirsum HaNes of the Pach Shemen, through that you'll be Moisif in the Shvach Al HaNisim Sha'as Olanu. Like the Maral, it's very Geshmak. Through lighting this, you realize, why did we have a miracle in the Pach Shemen? Only that through this, I should thank Hashem for all the military victories, for the ability to win the wars. Amela, the Iker is the Machoma, and it's the Bitochon, Zoktiv Don Segel, and that's the Mitzvah Chavivi Admod. Perhaps, as somewhat of a smach to this idea, and we know from the Maharal in a number of places, Netzach Yisrael, Perch of Gimel, in so many places throughout his farm, that you can only break out in Shiro when you're in the highest levels of Simcha. When you get to a Simcha Bishle Musa, that's when you break out in Hallel, that's when you break out in Shira. We mentioned also the Minchas HaRebbe, Minchas HaLazar. The Minchas HaLazar writes in Madura, The sixth Madura of a Sefer Divrei Torah, Osayin Ches writes the Munkach Rebbe. He says, you know why we call a song a Shira? Shira is Lashon Shirayim. There's so much bursting forth in the Neshama. There's so much you want to say, so much you want to convey. You can no longer contain it, harness it, and the Neshama, it just overwhelms the borders, and it just goes. It's Shirayim. It's the leftovers of the emotion that pours forth in the form of Shir. Shir, Lashon Shirayim. When did we have the first and greatest Shira of all time? Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf, we had the greatest Shira of all time. That means it was Simcha Bishlei Musa. Maral even says, we just had it recently. The Malach says to Yaakov, I got to leave. Why? Because he gives Zman, I have to go in and say Shira. That's Gemara Nerech and Yitzayim. Chul and Tani Alephon, but I have to go sing Shira. What's going on? Rites of Dessler. And Mertam Layo, because I'll be the Maral. The Malach says, I did my Tafkid. I fought with you. I gave you the Shem Yisrael. My job is done. I got to now sing Shira. You sing Shira when you're Bishleimus. When you're in the greatest state of Shleimus, take a Simcha, you break out in Shira. When did Klal Yisrael break out in the greatest Shira in the history of the world? Az Yashamaisha by Kriyas Yamsuf. Right, but we have a famous Or HaChaim HaKadosh. Asks the Or HaChaim HaKadosh in Parshas Bishalach, Vayom Roshem Moshe, Mat Tzak Eli, stop davening. What are you davening for? Daber B'nei Yisrael V'Yisrael, tell the Jewish people, travel onward. Ask the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, first of all, when does Hashem ever tell me, don't daven? I mean, Mamak and Krasi Hashem, we always daven. Davening is the key. You can't accomplish anything without tefillah. Kasha number two, Frek Darachayim HaKadosh, Adam Rabbanei Sovi Yisrael, just go. But you didn't split the yam yet. Jewish people, just go into the yam. What am I supposed to do? I can't go anywhere. There's a sea in front of me. Explains Darachayim HaKadosh, this was Aminas Adin. Klaishol didn't have the Zachoyis. When you're in a state of Aminas Adin and you're not worthy of getting rescued, even tefillah ain't going to cut it. Tefillah's not going to do it. There's only one thing that's going to do it in the world, right? Darachayim HaKadosh. And what is that? Alright, Darachayim, unbelievable. He says the only thing that's going to do it is the bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only if you have the bitachon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's the way you're going to do it. Matzit Tzak Eli, alright, Darachayim HaKadosh. Dabro b'nei Yisrael v'yis'atzmu be'emunah b'chol libam. Have them strengthen themselves with all the heart and faith in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yisrael ayam konim shechalik. Just tell them, go right into the water before I even split it. Asmach habitochem k'ani yasal emaneis. U'v'emtos zet tiskaber harachamim. I don't want you to do anything but what? Just emunah bitochem. And that's going to bring about the greatest miracle of what? Just go right into the sea. I bet how's it going to happen? It didn't split. Trust me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, that's what I want to see. Be somach on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It doesn't make sense. You're right, it doesn't make sense. Just do it anyway. I, that level of Muna B'tochon, when it doesn't make sense, we're killing ourselves by going into the sea pre-split. Doesn't make a difference. Just trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'll be the Rechaim HaKadosh Minas B'tochon. Perhaps now, like the Chavos HaLevavos, and now like Rav Yeruchim Moshe, like Rav Don Segel, the greatest Simcha the Chavos HaLevavos told us Minas B'tochon. How could they break out in Shira? How did they get to that level? Only by walking and marching onward, being somach on that Emunah B'tochon that was unparalleled, that made no sense. That was on the Yisoo. They had to be talking the Phineas Daiti. Part of what was the goring of the Simcha of Shira Sayyab that they were able to sing was coming Mikvus on the heels on that Gavaldiga Madrega B'tochon. He got to such a B'tochon. And now we answer famous Kasho. You want to sing Shira? How could the Yidden sing Shira? And the Chassam Sofer in Droshus and the Drush LaChanukah asked the same Kasha. How come these are days Hilchos Hallel in Hilchos Chanukah? And these are days come Hallel though. What about all the Yevonim? How many people died by Mitzrayim Sheish Miyosher Chabocher? Here you had thousands and thousands of Goyim. And Yom and Frank the Chassam Sofer, how come we're singing Shira? Well, the Phineas Daiti, no, the Shira is not in the destruction of the Goyim. As much as it says, yes, look at Armunas Bitochen. Armunas Bitochen and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what they celebrated. The Chavos HaLevavos says the greatest Simcha Gedayla B'Yosha Anela B'Yosha is the Simcha Sabitochen B'Muna Shleiman HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what they had up here, Lorcham HaKadosh. That's the only way they were able to create a Kriyas Yamsuf. Amela, they break out in Shira Sayyam. And how did they do it? Now we bring everything to a close and connect it right back to Hanukkah. How did they do it? Well, why did the Yam split in the end? We have a Yalkut Shimoni and Tehillim. And we have the Medrash telling us, Vayar Hayam Vayanos, Ma Ra Hayam. Arono Shel Yosef, Shenamar Vayonas Achutza, Adiyam saw the Aron of Yosef. After all, Vayibashar Parosam, and right at the outset, Moshe interjects, Vayikach Moshe's Atmos Yosef Imo. Right at the forefront was the Aron of Yosef. What did the Yam see? The split? I'm going to sure no, it's not a contradiction. And what gave Klal Yisrael the Kayach to go ahead and just march onward when it doesn't make sense? And Yosef, it's not Vayonas Achutza, Yosef, what are you doing? Are you running out of the house without any clothes on? You're leaving the evidence, my Asus Potiphar. You're going to be locked in a dungeon and you're going to spend, you have to realize, in ancient Egypt, you were sent to a dungeon, pastors, you were there the rest of your life. They forgot about you, they threw you on the ground. There was no hope. Nobody ever got out of the dungeons in ancient Egypt. And you were sent there to die and to rot. And Yosef, you know what's going to happen? It's all over. It doesn't make any sense. Terence says, just do what David still wants. It's all going to work. The plan. The symbol of Bitochen, we know from all the Bali and Musar. And the symbol of Bitochen, the Dorei Doris, is none other than Yosef HaTzadik. Phineas died to become Man of Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu says, you know what? I have to put it to the forefront. Vayikach Moshe as Atzmo. So let me show you the Atzmius of Yosef. Think about Yosef. See the Aron and see the Seimel HaBitochen, the symbol of all the Bitochen, even when it made no sense, when his brothers hated him, everybody hated him, and then they sell him for a pair of shoes and he goes into a dungeon. Nothing's going right. His life is falling apart and it makes no sense. There's no light at the end of the tunnel. There's no way things can pick up, and Yosef isn't worried. He's not worried. He's Bitochen through and through. He is the epitome. When he says the second time to the Sar Mashkin, remember, that's why the Bali must have said he got treated so harshly, because on his Madrega Bitochen, he was judged on a Dak Shibadakis level, the smallest little infraction is going to bring with it the punishment. Noch, I'm going to send you down for another 2 years into the cell. He was the quintessential Bali Bitochen. And Moshe says, how Klaisu are going to go into the desert? How are they going to get to the Yam with the Egyptians hot in the tail? You know what? Let me hold up the bones of Yosef HaTzadik. Let me hold them up. And that's going to give them the strength. The Yam is about to split. The Yam sees the Aron of Yosef. Well, that certainly doesn't work with Archaim. No, the Phineas Taiti, it's all Makushar. And because what gave Klai so the ability to go ahead and with the Amun Bitochen to split? Archaim says he didn't daven. It wasn't davening. It certainly wasn't Zachuyas or Memtah Shari Tuma. There's only one thing, Zach Archaim, that got the Yam to split, and that was the Kabbalah about Jay Bitochen. Where did they get that from? Because they looked, who's at the front? Yosef. He taught us even when all seems lost and gone. And all dark and gloomy, and no light at the end of the tunnel. Just keep hoping. It makes no sense. Just keep marching onward. That was Yosef HaTzadik. Ma'araha Yamayonas. You know what the Aron saw? It saw the effect of Aron Shal Yosef on Klal Yisrael. That they had the Gemara the Midas Bitochen. They came in and Meila the Yam split. Why Machas Bitochen? Ameila Api the Chumas Alavos, the greatest Simcha as Midas Bitochen. There was never any greater display Bitochen than Makriyas Yosef Ameila. It's going to bring with it automatically the greatest measure and expression of Simcha on the heels of the greatest expression of Bitochen, and that's going to be the greatest Simcha. How are we going to fight the Greek army? Remember, that's the Iker Neis, the Maral. The Neis of the Pachshem was just to serve as the incidental Giloy Milsa, that the battlefield victory was nothing short the miraculous Lamayim Manateva. How did we do it? Midas HaBitochen, you know where we got that from? Yosef HaTzadik. It makes no sense. We can't go through with it. And the Chashmonam, as the Midrashim make clear, just fight anyway. Just keep marching onward. Just swing that sword and just do what you got to do. Be Bateach Hashem. And somehow we're going to emerge victorious. And now we have a whole new Mahalach. Why does the Megal Lemukah say that Yosef HaTzadik is the one connected Hanukkah? We know the Torah in the name of his brother, Rechaim Tuf Yud Zayin. Avil Nagom Adur Tzilisa Parshas Balak Adar Shaliyah. We have the three of us smashed up the three Megalim. Who corresponds to Hanukkah though? Writes the Megal Lemukah, so Nosa Nata Shapira Yosef. Sefer Tzadik is Chanukah. And what did we just lay in that Torah this past week's parsha of Adi and Treyasar? Perk Alpos Yirches. Hayabes Yaakov Leishbes Yosef Lahava. We light the candles. Who's the Lahava? Who's the tip of the flame that allows it to be carried places? That's a Koch of Yosef. Yosef told us Bitochen on what? When he went down Goshna, famous B'nai Soscha, Maimer Beis. And what is Goshna? Rosh Tevas, Neis Gadol HaYosham. And what causes a Neis Gadol HaYosham? Sending Yosef down to Goshna. Yosef, Gamacho 156, Melech Yavon 156, Antiochus 156, Zelu Mazeh. Yosef takes us back to Tzion, Tzion, Yerushalayim, Tzion, Gamacho 156. Tzion is the Tziref of the Tzadi, the Tzirkus, juxtaposed to Yavon, who brought Tzirkus to Yavon, Tzadi and Yavon. That's a koch of Yosef at Tzadik. Tzion 156, Yosef 156. Vayitan Loas Osnas, he marries Osnas. Gematria Chochma times 73, Kenega the Zion Kane Hamanorah. I'm a safer Gematrios, the Marashmi Loblin. Ben Zakunim, what's Ben Zakunim? The Ben Zion Kanim of the menorah. He's the Ben Zion Kanim of the menorah, and that's the parsha that discusses Yosef at Tzadik's Bitochen, as always the parsha that coincides with Shabbos Chanukah. Vayishev and Miketz, that's why we learn the story of Yosef, that's where the Rabbi Mata Moshe and other Shultei Geborim, where's the first remnants to Hanukkah and the pages of Chumash, Utvoach Temach Vachin, Yosef Atzadik, look at the Gatsuda, you ever think Yosef would be the viceroy over Mitzrayim and he's serving a Gemaldi Yasuda? How did he get the Midas of Bitochen? That's Hanukkah, Utvoach Temach Vachin, Osios Hanukkah, and that is Yosef Atzadik. He is Keneged Zion Konim HaMenorah, he is Keneged Hanukkah, he is the one who brings us back to Tzion, he is Gematria Melech Yovin Gemal. He is sent to Goshen on Nes Gadol HaYasham. He is the one who is the epitome of Chanukah, the Phineas Daiti. When you put it all together, it's because he taught us and ingrained in us that Keval the Gemida Bitochon, that told us to go Mila Hashem Elai on the battlefield when it made no sense and there was no assurance of a victory and that could be fathomed Bichlal. Just go, march on, and just do what you got to do. That's the Koch of Yosef. That was Kriyas Yamsu, the greatest Shira. Kovod these days, Falat, Yemei Simcha, Alts the Bitochon Machoma, with a Halal and Hodah for the Nesed of Parshemen and all the Ramams work out. That's a Mitzvah Chaviva, Yad Ma'od. Shkai for coming out tonight. A Gemaldi Ganach, and a Freilich and Simcha. Keshmaka fil Chanaka, behead of Mitzvah. It's great, Maisu, Chai, no. I want to see a Chavetz Mayim.